Blog Talk Radio.
Earth and say, this guy didn't, I didn't know this guy did that. That gentleman, Wilford Gray, he's been printing for over 30 years. He's still printing. That's an accomplishment for a black man in the printing world. It truly is.
How about that? And you know what was so also interesting? People who really do things from their heart don't need any praise. And how these people, when they talked, they were just so enthralled that you took the time to honor them, but they didn't really do what they do for an honor. And you could tell that they were just true, true persons who do it every day because they're giving back, number one. And number two, when you give back, it makes you feel good that you're helping someone else the way somebody helped you one day. And I could relate to all of them because I have a chapter in my book called Mentor Mothers and Fathers, persons who mentored me through my life. My mother died when I was 3. So to be able to recognize persons and to honor them while they yet live instead of waiting till they die and say all the great things about them. And it's just wonderful to see people honoring people. And then people who say, well, you didn't really have to honor me. You know, I don't do what I do for any recognition. It was just a wonderful spirit, and I enjoyed it so much.
Excellent. Well, I'm so happy that you came because it was truly a pleasure having you there, a woman that has accomplished so much as you accomplished. It was truly, truly a pleasure having you there. And when you're helping somebody else, you're helping yourself. You're really doing yourself a justice for just helping others. I want you to stay on the line, Hattie, because we got the call. The lines are filled up with people. Who else is on the line that's been there? Go ahead.
Good morning.
Who else is on the line? Go ahead.
This is your buddy, Vince Taylor.
Man, Vince, I want to thank you for so much for coming because you are a pioneer in the D.C. metropolitan area. Like you said, you had the biz on really buying the Howard Theater. But tell us, Vince, what did you experience at this event, and why did you come?
Well, so I had a tremendous time last night. The spirit and the crowd was tremendous. It was a great venue, and I personally want to say that I've been to many of your events for the past 20 years plus, and you definitely outdid yourself last night. The crowd was wonderful. It was a beautiful crowd, a beautiful setting. Like someone had said earlier, people just came by to celebrate the different legends of this city of people who have done wonderful things in the past that we don't necessarily know personally or have recognized in the past, and you were able to recognize these people. And like you said, they got acknowledgments from other people of the wonderful things they have done in the past. You know, so wonderful that you're able to have a venue such as this for these type of individuals. It was definitely a pleasant event to be involved in last night.
Excellent. Vince, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you impacted this town of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, like I mentioned last night, you know, you and I had met probably some 30-plus years ago in the printing business. A T-shirt printer, I was one of the first black printers, T-shirt printers in the metropolitan area back in the early 80s. I think I must have started around 81. And I think I was one of the few black entrepreneur printers in the metropolitan area at the time. It may have been one or two other guys, possibly. And I was able to do a lot of work for the large radio stations, a lot of prestigious restaurants, the nightclubs that we used to service back in the day, such as the Classics and the Black Tahiti, Tiffany's, RSVP. Those are some of my clients, along with HUR and WOL and KYS. Those were some of my clients back in the day there. And so I made the analogy that you and I used to bump into each other all the time because we had some of the same clients. We were kind of in the same field. I was a textile printer, and you were a paper printer. So I think it's how we hit it off because we're in the same printing field. I was just printing on textiles. You were printing on paper. That's how you and I became good friends there. We've been friends ever since.
No question. And you've been doing some wonderful work. So it was an honor to have you there and to give you a Living Legacy Award because it's so important now that we stamp this thing, man. We have to have a stamp on our lives and let people know the legacy lives on. But it's one thing to die and have a legacy, but it's another thing to live a legacy. And that's what makes Dr. Hattie Washington such a, she's a living legacy. She's doing things that she has done already, and now she's still living it. And the people that we honored last night were at the trenches. They were in the trenches, man, 35, 40 years ago. And they got a chance to see Washington change. They got a chance to see this whole aspect of Black history. But they were part of Black history. We built things, you know, and that's what it's all about right now. It's about building things. We have some more people on the line. Who else is on the line that was there? 443-296, you on the air. Go ahead. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. Can you hear us? It's a blessing to be where we're at right now. I'm telling people, to have Dr. Washington write that book, to have you, Vince, do what you do, the magazine right now is going places. It's the online magazine. We've been online for now 20 years. And when we first started online, people didn't know what an online magazine was. You would go to someone and say, hey, we're online. They would say, what's the online magazine? How long does it come out? When does it come out? How long does it print? They had no idea what it is. And to this day, we have a lot of businesses that don't understand the power of internet marketing. And I do things right now when I tell people right now, you have to see the vision before the vision is seen. But I can talk to a person like, when I talked to Dr. Hattie Washington, I knew that she was a person who understood vision and marketing and was doing something to promote her book because I saw her bookmarker at this big event. But I can talk to some businesses right now today, and I can tell them about business for $49. And when I tell them they can get two radio shows, they can be in the magazine, they can come to events for $49. You realize that some people hesitate. They say, well, I don't know. Maybe I talk to my partner about that. When can you do that for $49? You can't do what I do for that $49 if you got a business. You couldn't come to an event like that. Don't pay nothing. It don't happen. I want everybody to pass the word and let people know that you need to go out and tell people about Be There Magazine, about the Black Card, and what we can do if we stick together. That's what I want to talk about. We want to talk about sharing one, telling one, spread the word. Let's make this thing a mega, mega opportunity for businesses. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Living Legacy Awards of 2016. This is Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. The website is www.bethermagazine.com. The Facebook page is Be There Magazine, and we have a Black Card page. It's called the Black Card Welcome Here. It's a Facebook page. It will tell you all the businesses that honor the Black Card. It lets you know the businesses that have the Black Card and where you can shop, dine, go to events, and use your Black Card, because that's the way we're going to do it now. We want to make sure that we can help each other stop businesses from closing, domestic violence, and suicide. I'm a former police officer, and I want to make sure that we stop this domestic violence and suicide. Does anyone else want to speak up right now? You're on the air. Go ahead with the Russell Price Morning Show. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Russell.
Good morning. How are you, sir? Who's
this? This is Bruce Smallwood with Mount Vernon Marketing.
Oh, Bruce, let me tell you something, Bruce. I want to commend you also. You are about your work, and I saw you look out for your client, and I want to commend you for your marketing skills and your marketing firm, and anything that we can do to get people to support your business, we will, because you can't do it all, man. I mean, people can't do everything. You need a team of people, and they have to have access to people. Give us your take. By you being in marketing, and you know how hard it is to put things together and to market things and to produce things, I want your opinion and what you felt and what you witnessed last night.
Well, Russell, let me first of all say I was happy to be there. See what I did there, right?
Right.
But, I really appreciate what you did for my client, Dr. Hattie Washington, by inviting us out last night. It was a tremendous effort on your part to bring great people together in a beautiful venue, and the whole event was just exemplary of what we need to do as a community to bring everyone together to share what those in the community have done. What I really admired was your ability to recognize folks from your history in marketing in D.C., which I understand has been an extraordinary one. And not only did you present folks from D.C., you presented folks from the DMV. There were folks from Baltimore, Maryland, the district. And I was really, really impressed with your ability to bring the whole region together. Travis Winky, who we know has been a great force in the fashion world, with Dr. Washington, who is a extraordinary historical figure, as you'll read in her book, as well as others in the entrepreneurial community. I'm just totally impressed with what you did last night, and if I can be of any help moving forward with not only the promotion of my clients featuring Dr. Washington, but anything that you'd like to do. I was very, very happy to offer some video and photography, which will be posted very, very soon on not only your website, but Dr. Washington's website. And please reach out to me and Dr. Washington as to anything that we can do to help further your vision. We really appreciate the opportunity last night.
Well, I'm so happy that you came, and I'm happy that Dr. Washington was happy, because in talking to her, she's a staunch professional, and she's really about her work and about her craft and about her book. And for her to really have what I call blind faith to even participate in the Black Card and to come out to the Black Card event, and when she got there, you know, she was there early. She was there before I was there. And I was saying,
wow,
she's there before I'm there, you know. And then, but when the people started coming, I could see her knowing that this was a good connection for her. It's just somebody that she met unseen, but she came. But sometimes when people say things to you, or they try to tell you to do some things, or they try to get you involved in things, it's not a good fit, and it's not good for their brand. You know, they don't like them. And she could see that was good for her brand, for her book,
I'm in total agreement. We walk out on faith, and the Lord puts us together, and he's never failed us, you know, even in our association, associating with Dr. Washington. You know, it was a godsend on both parts, and I think that wherever we go, we pull the positives out of any situation. And we make things happen. She makes things happen, and I'm happy to help make those things happen with her. And it was, again, you know, just the namesake, be there. We had to be there.
I'm definitely glad you were there, because, and the people kept coming. Did you see how the people, and you know, another thing, you know, they came looking the part, like they really was. It felt like you were going to that whole thing should have been televised, quasi kept. It should have been really on some kind of TV program, because they were coming like they were going to the Oscars somewhere. I mean, people really took those awards seriously, and they were serious awards to take, because we don't honor our own in that degree. So I just want to thank you both for being there, and I'm looking for better things and bigger things to do, and I will be calling you, Bruce, later on today, running some things by you, because your marketing firm is what a lot of my clients need. See, we need each other. Everybody can't do everything, and what I do is I drive people to websites, and I put people in seats. You know, I don't take on a client personally like you do. You do a lot of personal touch with clients, and that's where you're going to come in to help a lot of clients or people that I know. I do basic marketing to let people know who you are. I try to brand people and get people to know who they are and what they do. And then with the black card is something that we want to make sure that we can service people with. So that's why I encourage everybody that you know, at least get the black card. That will make it easier for me and the magazine to do what I did last night. That is not, that's an event that's expensive. That, you know, that room, all that stuff is costly. But if you, if the black card, people buy the black card, we can produce that. Where can you go to an event? You don't pay nothing to go to that event. You only shoot them through the black card. You follow what I'm saying? You can't do it no other way. So I'm telling people, you know, jump on the bandwagon. If you know someone who has a business, if you have a client, it's a way of offering them something more for their business that they can use, and I will make it, you know, affordable. Because right now the black card is really $299 with all the amenities that come with it. I just have a special thing that I'm doing with certain people, like I did with Hattie Washington. But we are basically using that card to service us for the future. We're going to take our last break. We come back. I want closing statements. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. There's no stopping us now. We are on the move. Someone who has a negative vibe, they try to push you aside, but there's no stopping us now. We all positive, upbeat people. So give us your closing statement. So this phone line's lit up, but people just want to listen at this point. Give us your closing statements, Bruce, and then we're going to let Dr. Hattie Watson give her closing statements. Go ahead.
Well, let me just say, Russell, I just met you last night, and upon immediately meeting you, I just, you know, your humble personality really came through, and I really felt that you were a very personable person to me. However, once the event started, Giant MC came out of you, and I was commenting to Dr. Washington about your showmanship, and your personality really shone through last night, as you'll witness on the video that we're going to produce for you guys. I really appreciate professionalism. And you were certainly on top of your game last night. I'll let Dr. Hattie Washington close out, but I look forward to working with you, Russell.
Excellent. Dr. Hattie Washington.
Well, I'd just like to echo what Bruce just said, because sight unseen, I don't usually go to places. I don't know the people. But since I had the book out, and in my book it said, Lessons Learned Through Faith, Family, and Favor. And I'm saying sometimes you miss your blessings if you don't reach out on faith and trust the vibration that you have with people. I had a wonderful positive vibration with you over the phone, and I thought, let me let you go to this place and see what he's talking about. And I'm so glad I did. Not only did I meet the honorees, but I met so many other nice people who were there who are not even being honored, who want my book. I ran out of my books, and people can get it on drhnwashington.com. And they can order the book, and they can just contact me or contact you, Russell. I'd be happy to autograph the book later. But everything you see on my website was produced by Bruce, who had faith in me and wanted to get my cause out. My cause is basically teaching and reaching African-American males. And in the book, I have a national blueprint how many people can do the same thing and how they can raise their own kids, as I raised my two daughters. One is a physician and one is an attorney. And I have the lessons for parents, how you can raise success for kids, and then how you can raise success for boys, particularly kids who've been abused and abandoned. So, again, I just thank you for the opportunity and keep on reaching out. And about the black card, you got every card out there, the American Express and all kinds of cards, but I've never seen a black card before. We all like to go to these beautiful black restaurants, but now with the black card, you can go and enjoy those places and have a discount, and you feel like a VIP. So I would suggest
that's
people
excellent.
Get those. I'm certainly going to try my card, so thanks for the opportunity.
Excellent. We got one more caller that wants to say something. Air code 202-445, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning to the hardest working man. This is Eleanor Russell. I just want to congratulate you on a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening yesterday. Going to the Marquis, the Marriott Marquis, was just an awesome experience. And to find out that it is actually owned by a black gentleman. I think it's Norman something with Capstone. So that was a little
right.
bit of history that I found out. But your event was just off the chain. I met the young lady that has the book. I am going to order that. The models were fabulous. And, of course, my best girlfriend in the whole wide world, Kathy Swan Love Chapman, got an award. And she truly has made a difference in a lot of people's lives. She's really a vivacious young lady, but she's really, really shy at the same time. So I thank you for inviting me. I thank you for sharing your wonderful award with her. And some kind of way, I got to figure out how to get you a big old award because you just award everybody all the time. But I hear your praises, but I don't see anybody giving it to you. So I'm going to find out a way to do that. I love you, Russell Price.
I'm like Bruce said. I don't do it for awards. I want to give back. I want to recognize people because once I give an award, it's like giving an award to myself. You help somebody, you're helping yourself. And Eleanor, you are a beautiful woman of the DMV. You was there from Jump Street. You didn't even hesitate. You bought the black card, and all your friends bought the black card right away, and that's what we need. I mean, I remember you talking to someone. Someone said, "What's the black card do? What is that?" You said, "Just buy it. Help the brother. Support the brother. Just do it." And that's what we want to do. Don't ask a bunch of questions and all. Just do it. You'll see the fruits of it. If you buy the card, I tell like she said earlier, like Dr. Washington said, you got American Express. Could you imagine? I've had American Express card since 1974. They charge $35 a year for that card, the green card. Could you imagine? You just close your eyes and imagine 1 million people giving you $35
mm-hmm.
a year. That's $35 million. They have a green card. They have 10 million people with the green card. We ain't going into their platinum card or whatever they have. There's $2,000 mm-hmm. for that. But could you imagine if you had 1 million people give you their – you couldn't take care of 1 million people, 35 million? You could take care of – so I'm telling people the concept is when you do American Express, you get nothing for that. They let you charge them as much as you want, but you got to pay it back in 30 days, and they charge the merchant 5%, 10%. They make 10% off your money. But you get nothing in return for it. The vision is we can take the money and supply stuff for ourselves. So this has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Network on the radio. We'll see you tomorrow is our relationship show. So you can tune in tomorrow for the relationship show. Relationships, men and women relationships talk. It's going to be real. We'll see you Monday with the networking show. And stay tuned and stay blessed and get the black card.